So the first problem, we're going to review the first problem. So the first problem is, it says like this, Erev Pesach Nesalach Mechal Yechal Adam Ad Shetach Shach. Okay, so the halacha is on Erev Pesach, from basically it's assumed from 9 hours in the day on, 9 shows manios on, you're not allowed to eat a suda. We'll see, it's a suda, but whatever. You're not allowed to eat. Okay, so the question is, so why not? So Rashi and the Rashbam both say on the Mishnah, that is, Kadesh Yechal Matzah Shal Mitzvah L'Teavon. Mishum Hidur Mitzvah. That's so that you'll eat, matzah's coming up, and it's Hidur Mitzvah if you eat the matzah when you're hungry, when you have an appetite. So therefore, you work up your appetite through not eating in the time prior to Mitzvah's matzah. Okay? So it's a Hidur Mitzvah. It's like beautifying the mitzvah. So we said, like, Hidur Mitzvah is enhancing a person's relationship to a mitzvah. So that could be either through making the object a more beautiful object, like make a nice lulav, a nice esrog, a nice sefer Torah, a nice whatever. Or it could be through changing you the way you're going to relate to it. You work up your hunger, now you're going to relate to it in a good type of way. So that's a hidur mitzvah. Fine. So that's that. So that's why Rashi and Rashman both explain this Mishnah. Problem is the Gemara explains it differently. The Gemara is on Kuf Zayin, Zayin of an Aleph, basically says that the reason why it's this isser exists, it says, is because... this is Kuf Zayin Beis. It says, Dilma Asi Lemechla Lematza Achila Gasa. Okay? It's not because they're looking to add an additional kiyam of Hidur Mitzvah, but it's a different reason. It's because if you allow the guy to eat at that time, it's going to turn out he's going to fill himself up. It's going to turn out he's going to become full. And he's going to become full. It's going to end up he's going to eat it Achila Gasa. He's going to be full. So, so full that when you eat, so if you eat something when you're so full, it's like a... It's like, a very piggish kind of an achila or something like that. It's a full achila. And the halacha is an achila gasa, isn't considered achila. So you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah of matzah. So so it's like a gezerah. To protect the mitzvah of matzah, they set up this halacha, this eser. So the question is, what is it? Which one is it? Is it because, and Rashi there says again, she'll be hungry. So it's like open contradiction. Is it because, is the halacha, the eser achila, in order so that the guy will have an appetite and will be a kiyum, a hidur mitzvah when he eats matzah, so he'll be very hungry, so he'll be hidur mitzvah. Or is it no? It's a gezerah, it's a protection, because if you allow the guy to eat, he's actually not going to be yotzei mitzvah matzah, because he's going to be full and he's not really going to be able to eat it. So that's a protection for the thing. So is it because of protection of the very institution, or is it to enhance it through hidur mitzvah? It sounds, the Gemara seems to say it's to protect it. But Rashi and Rashbam say it's to enhance it, and obviously Rashi and Rashbam can't argue on the Gemara, so that's the problem. Let's pursue David's approach yesterday. Okay, I think it's a good approach to take it slowly. Though. Okay, so the first step I think is that really the thing here is the Gezerah. I mean, the Gemara says it's because of the Gezerah, right? And you can't say this because of Hidur. You never see. Where do you see Hidur as a thief? So really the thing is that the Chachamim saw in Achila a danger. They saw in Mitzvah's Achila's Matzah, they saw that it needed to be safeguarded. Because Achila is something which is very dependent upon a person's state coming into it. It's not like normal Mitzvah. Lulav, you just pick up Lulav. Achila is totally dependent upon the guy's state. And it's very possible that a guy's going to be in a state where he simply cannot do the Mitzvah. So therefore, the Chachamim saw fit. They wanted to Aser Achila. Okay? In order to protect the Deoraisa, which is their primary role, protecting the Deoraisa, they needed to Aser Achila. Okay? But, and this is where your argument said, right, is that they couldn't do that. For what some reason, they couldn't do it. Halachically, they could not do that. They could not simply make an Isra Achila on Erev Pesach from El Tzomach Mencha. They couldn't do that. Okay? And that's where we have to fill in why. But then therefore, so how did they accomplish their goal of creating this Isra Achila, of making sure that the guy's going to be Yotzei the Mitzvah? What they did is they demanded Hidur Mitzvah. They were Mechayiv in something which they normally know is not Achiyiv. But they demanded Hidur, they demanded Te'avon, and how do you demand Te'avon? Through enforcing the guy to fast, or to not eat beforehand. And that's how they could ensure, through being Mechayiv and Hidur, they could ensure that the guy is gonna end up, he's not gonna eat, so now he's gonna be hungry, and he's gonna be Yosef Mitzvah Matzah. But it's not because they wanna force you to do Hidur. It's really what they wanna do is to protect the Torah, and to make sure that you don't eat. But the only way they could have done it is through being Mechayiv and Hidur. The question is, so why did they have to do that? It sounds roundabout. why not directly go for the kill? Say there's an Isser, Achilas, Achila, Be'er, Pesach, Son of the Melcha. Straight out. What do you have to make recourse to Eder? Right? And that's presumably what Rashi and the Rashbam saw, that they had to, that you couldn't just take the Gemara face value. The Gemara says because of Achilas Gasa, they knew that there had to be something more going on here. They knew it had to be that they were leaning on Eder. Why? Why is that so? Why couldn't they just say straight, Nisar Achilas Matzah on our Pesach? Okay, that's where we're at, right? That was the point you got us to yesterday. Okay. So I just want to say one thing, is that it could be a halachic answer, okay? A halachic answer, which is that what's Erev Pesach? That how do you can't just say, like for instance, a Chacham couldn't just say on February 13th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon you're not allowed to eat, okay? Even if they had very good reason to say it, they couldn't say it. Because there's no... What is it? Well, there has to be a halacha. What's the din? What's it a din in? There's no halachic din of February 13th, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There's no halachic reality to that zman. They can't just... halacha has to, like, Kol Aron came to Rai Stik. And the Rabban, when they set something up, it has to be... have a halachic address. They have to... The categories must exist. Now, what's eating on Erev Pesach? It's not Pesach yet. It's not matzah. Because matzah's coming up later. Yeah, but right now... there's no what are they going to do? And it's right now there's nothing matzah. See, if it were then in Pesach, that's why one of the gemaras in the answer to the gemara is then in Pesach, because it's a zman of Pesach already. Erev Pesach is a zman of mitzvahs Pesach, so then they could protect mitzvahs Pesach in the zman of mitzvahs Pesach. But if you're talking about that, it's nothing to do with the mitzvahs matzah. There's no matzah yet. Matzah's later. So now what are you going to say? They just made an isser on Yud Dalet Nisan to eat 9 hours onwards. There's no. Like, halachically, there's no reality to that zman such that they could just quit Nisar Achila on that time. So what'd they do? Hold on. Okay. So what'd they do? So what they did is they took mitzvahs matzah. See, they could make halachic kiyumim, or they could alter mitzvahs matzah. See, mitzvahs matzah is a halachic institution, and they could add kiyumim into mitzvahs matzah. But the problem is, on Erev Pesach is not mitzvahs matzah. Erev Pesach is Erev Pesach. There's no reality to matzah on Erev Pesach, because matzah is after Pesach, on Pesach. So what they could do is that they could say that Hidor, they demanded that matzah should be b'teavon. They're mechayiv you to eat matzah b'teavon. Okay? Now, demanding matzah b'teavon, it's a funny halacha. They want to be mechayiv in teavon. Because how do you mechayiv in teavon? Teavon is something, you can't just say, you know what, when you want to eat matzah, eat it b'teavon. Okay? See, you just can't do that. Like you could say, when you pick up a loaf, do it in a certain manner. But teavon is not something that you could just put it in your mouth and say teavon and now it's teavon. So eating matzah b'teavon intrinsically grabs, what does it mean to eat it b'teavon? It means to fast into matzah. In other words, to not eat while you're working your way into Mitzvah Matzah and to eat it on an empty stomach. That's what it means. Like, eat it on an empty stomach. They say, take this man's empty stomach. What does it mean? It means prior to it, you have to not eat. So, the demanding Te'avon, intrinsically, what does it mean? It projects backwards an Isser into the Zman, which is directly preceding Mitzvah Matzah. Okay, so by demanding Te'avon, that's how that intrinsically grabs onto halachically the time which is directly prior to matzah, okay, and therefore that will generate an Isser Achila. That's going to generate an Isser Achila. But without creating a kiyum in mitzvahs matzah itself, without affecting mitzvahs matzah itself, you can't just say because they desire to protect mitzvahs matzah, there and it will be accomplished by creating an Isser Achila. Therefore, you know what we'll say. On Yud Dalet Nisan, 9 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever, 9 hours in the afternoon, we're gonna make an Isser Achila. That there's no halachic reality to Yud Dalet Nisan per se. So the only way they could do it is through making a change in the mitzvahs matzah, which is gonna project backwards an Isser Achila and is gonna underscore the zman of Yud Dalet Nisan from Mincha Lamaila, because that's the time which immediately precedes matzah. And Te'avon intrinsically drags in the time which is directly prior to this amount of the mitzvah. So that's how they did it. So we have another problem. Let's deal with the second problem, okay? So the second problem is a straightforward problem. It's somewhat even pshat. I mean, the Mishnah says, is halacha is, a filo ani should be Yisrael lo yichal ad sheyasef. Okay, even an ani can't eat on Erev Pesach until he leans. So until he leans, we know what leaning means. He's a seba. So Rashi and the Rashbam both say, I'll read the Rashbam. There's no Bach changes it around. It says, Lo yochol Erev Pesachim ad sheyasev. Kederach b'nei Choren, like the way of free people. B'mita v'al ha-shochan. Okay? On a bed and on the table. Zecher l'cheres. Okay? As a remembrance of cheres. So the question we asked is, what do you mean b'mita v'al ha-shochan? Rashi and Rashbam will say, b'mita v'al ha-shochan. What does that even mean? What?
The Rashbam reversed it.
So the question is, what does it mean mita v'al ha-shochan? I mean, practically, what does it mean? On the bed, on the table, are you leaning on both of them? Are you leaning on one of them? So it seems practically, I mean, there was what we determined yesterday. I think you get the facts? I mean, facts, I think it's saying is that you have to lean onto a bed, okay? Which means you can't just sit in your chair and just lean your body sideways, okay? That doesn't do anything. There has to be onto a bed, onto, I guess, a pillow, I don't know, something like that. You know what I mean? You have to be leaning on something. It's not just leaning over sideways. That's what it means, b'mita. Now, what does al-shulchan mean? Al-shulchan means you can't just go into your bed and eat your seder on your bed. Okay? That's not it either. Rather, you have to have a shulchan in front of you, and you're at your table leaning onto the bed. Or maybe bring your shulchan into bed. Or something like that. It's not pshat that can't be, you need both of these components. Okay? The question halachically is, it's a funny, like, what is haseba? Like, how do you have, like, it's like a list of rules, you know? So, mita and shulchan. What's the unifying idea here, you have to be in a certain position, you have to be in a certain position. And if it's pshat, you have to be on a bed, you have to be on a bed. Then who cares if you're by a table? It's like two rules, you know? You have to be in a certain position, right, on a bed, but you also have to be on the table. How do you have all these rules? That's the question. So I was just thinking, I'll tell you, I think Rashi is saying is like, Kederach b'nei Choron, Zeichel Acheras. You know what I mean? So I think what he's saying is like, the problem would be like this, is let's say you lay in bed. See, I just don't think, on the basic level, that's not Derech b'nei Choron. That's not the way b'nei Choron eat. B'nei Choron don't just eat in bed. I mean, it's not practical to eat in bed. Or you just eat in bed, that's not... A table is a good thing. It's a good invention, tables. Tables hold your food in a good way. And it's designed to be able to eat and hold your food. That's the way. There's a reason why everyone eats tables. Doesn't eat in bed. It's going to get all over the place. It's not going to all stay together. It's, you know what I mean? It's not just pshat that you want to eat leaning and be comfortable. Comfort is a part of B'nai Choren. But also the convenience of a table is a part of B'nai Choren. B'nai Choren is like the ultimate... luxurious achila. And the luxurious achila, there's like a point of diminishing returns. If you're going to lean over in a way where you don't have a table, you're just going to go lay in bed, then you're very comfortable, but you're not really able to eat anymore. So, and if you're just at the table, just straight, it's true, it's very functional, but it's not very comfortable. So the idea of b'mita v'al ha-shulchan is like a combination of both. That's the Derech B'nai Choren. Derech B'nai Choren is that they work out a way such that they still have the convenience of the table. Okay, it's a nice table. It's set up for them. It's right there. Yet they also have the comfort of a bed. It's perfect. That's the idea of these pink chairs here or whatever. I don't see or like a comfortable chair. It's like you get to have... That's why I think it's not like a separate... That's what all Rashi says is... Kederach b'nei Choron, Zeichel Cheiros. That is the ultimate achila of luxuriation. That's a word. Okay, it's both dimensions. Okay, so that's why it couldn't be. Just if you just lean sideways, of course, that's nothing. Because it's not just a physical angle at which your body is at. Yeah, that's on the contrary. It's uncomfortable. That's what people do sometimes. You know, like you drink the wine, so you don't want to spill it. You just lean sideways. But that doesn't do anything. It's not an angle of your body. The point is, it's a comfortable achila, yet you still have the table there. Otherwise, you're going to have to start working out some kind of a way to get your food in your mouth. It's just not practical. So that's why he's saying simple pshat, kederach b'nei Choron. That's what he's saying. What's the derech b'nei Choron? That's derech b'nei Choron, and that's what reflects zechel cheiros. If you do it any other way, it's not going to really reflect that. Okay, I mean, simple pshat, but sometimes that's what it is. I think there's another approach on the floor that it's because of the shulchan. Really, it's just leaning, but the shulchan and on the bed. But the shulchan is because it has to be mitzuruf to the shulchan, because the whole Leil Seder is centered around the shulchan, the halachic meal, and therefore if you're not al shulchan, it's not going to be related to the Leil Pesach. So, I mean, it could be that's a good idea. It's a nice idea. But I just think, I don't think that's what Rashi and Rashbam are saying. Because the way they're saying it is, it's like, then it's a separate thing, now. But here, b'mita ve'al ha'shulchan zeichel cheiros. Right? It's kiderach b'nei chorem. B'mita ve'al ha'shulchan zeichel cheiros. Sounds like it's all one picture here. Just painting a picture. This is, what is the action, what is Haseba? Haseba is eating kiderach b'nei chorem. What is that? That's b'mita ve'al ha'shulchan. So that's, you know, I mean, you have to make recourse to another idea.